Susan Kleiman and her colleagues are snipping the seed heads from purple prairie clover. They're putting the seed in paper shopping bags to be labeled later. The once rose purple bloom is now brown and dry, but the seeds hold the promise of next year's bloom.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if it was ready or not, and it is. It's falling off the plant. It's so ready.
Kleiman is a restoration specialist for the Nature Conservancy. She lives and works on more than 1,000 acres of tall grass prairie in northern Illinois called the Nechusa Grasslands. The huge project is returning a piece of the vast Midwest farmland back to its original state. Threatened and endangered plants thrive here. Birds that haven't been seen in decades are returning to the restored grasslands. Gathering seed and planting native grasses and flowers at Nechusa is an enormous job, but Kleiman says the effort is worth it.
Well, the benefit would be partly to save the genetic resource. It's kind of like heirloom gardening. It's good to have the gene pool for all these different various plants, both for nature's sake and who knows what we might need them for.
On a much smaller scale, similar work is going on all over. Backyard naturalists are establishing their own little natural areas. In the next county, about 20 miles from the Nechusa grasslands, you can see some of the same plants. In a tiny plot just a few feet wide, butterflies are flitting from black-eyed Susans to purple coneflowers. Lisa Johnson just beams. She loves to watch the butterflies and bees visit her patch of prairie plants. There are no hybrid flowers here, no big blooming annuals, but Johnson says the native plants, such as rough blazing stars, bergamot, and passiflower in her yard, are impressive.
A lot of them do bloom big. They bloom showy. They're pretty. They bloom at all different times of the year. So you've got things in spring, you've got things in summer, you've got things in fall. They're providing food all through the season for different kinds of insects, birds, other animals. So you've got a whole variety of things that work together to create an ecosystem.
Johnson says the nature lover in her likes the wildlife the plants attract. She says the gardener in her likes the native plantings because they take care of themselves. They belong to this climate and terrain.
You don't have to water them. You don't have to fertilize them. You don't have to mow them. You don't have to do a whole lot to them. They do on their own. So they're a lot easier to maintain.
Sometimes the plants the backyard naturalists love are considered to be a nuisance by others. Johnson is a member of a group called Wild Ones Natural Landscapers. The group's members exchange seed, trade helpful tips, and hold seminars for other interested gardeners. But one of the other tasks of the Wild Ones is explaining the plants to neighbors. Brett Rappaport is a Chicago lawyer and president of Wild Ones. He says sometimes native plantings run afoul of ordinances banning weeds.
By putting in a native landscape that is sympathetic to the environment, unfortunately, that runs four square into some people's notions of what is an ideal landscape. And some of those people are municipal officials and others who misconstrue and misunderstand what you're doing. And one of the things that Wild Ones has strived very, very hard is to educate the public and municipal officials that native plants are not weeds. They are beneficial and helpful, and they are a public good, not a public bad.
In fact, the group says the public bad is the destruction of remnants of natural plantings. Lisa Johnson says she and members of her local Wild Ones chapter sometimes hold plant rescues. Recently, they dug up some native plants on a site where condominiums were to be built.
From the plant rescue, I got some cream indigo, and there's one there.
Johnson says the plant rescues are important.
It's one way of saving them. If we don't, they're lost forever. That's it. There is no way to get them back. They're bulldozed. They're gone.
The backyard naturalists say preserving the plants for future generations is rewarding, and the bloom of color each year is an added incentive to collect and grow them. The gardeners say saving and growing the native plants is not that difficult. They say all it takes is a little knowledge, a little patience, and a little digging. The rest just comes naturally. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.